Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey Dan, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
So do you have a minute?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. Just give me one moment. Let me go ahead and ask the team to send you the code. So actually, the Instagram account that you see on the website, sorry, on Instagram, that is the one that was already created. So did you create that account? Because remember you told me there is an existing Instagram account with the same name.
Yeah, but I don't think I created it. I think someone from your team created it. Because
No.
there's pictures loaded up on it and everything else. No, those are my pictures, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And there were like so I did ask the team if they went ahead and created the account. They said that they need a code to create the account, and that's what they're gonna request right now. So I asked them. There was an existing account already up and running, and I didn't remember actually. So that you mentioned once, there is an existing account already created under the name. So could we get another account created or something like that?
Well,
Sorry, go ahead.
so you told me that the social media accounts were created,
Yes.
and then my response to you was, well, how do I get to them? Like, how do I see them? You know? And so I really couldn't get an answer. So then I just went and searched, you know what I mean? Like I went on Instagram and searched, and it was there. Like, 'cause I had given you like pictures and things like that. So I'm pretty sure it was set up. It's just somebody like for example,
Didn't I send you the credentials for your social media accounts? Because I have a file here, so let me go through that file. So we went ahead and created your Pinterest. I have the email and password here, the username as well. Then we went ahead and created your Facebook account. So that is actually your Facebook and your YouTube accounts. Are used. Sorry, they are logged in using your Gmail account that we created. Yeah, so here they are. I have Pinterest, I have Facebook, I have Gmail, and I have YouTube. Yeah, so that's for, and for Instagram, let me check. Let me check. Yeah, that's all I have. And it says for Instagram, we gotta send you a code. That code is required to create the Instagram account. First creates Instagram.
but my concern is that there'll be that we already set something up using the TwistKits name, and now we'll have two of them, you know, like
Yeah, so Arctic TwistKits and created human model TwistKits. All right, so
I
the
asked you
post
like
po
about Elite, who is Elijah Smith?
Could you please stay on the line for a couple of minutes? We'll go ahead and talk to my social media team once again. Could you please stay on the line?
Yep.
Thank you, I'll be right back. Thank you for staying on the line, Dan. You're still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just confirmed with my team. So they said there was an existing account already created under your name. So they have posted a request to Instagram that this account is using our business name and our details. So they'll be like hearing back from Instagram within like next 48 hours. As soon as they hear back and see what their reply is, they'll be we'll be proceeding ahead with afterwards. So if we have a positive response, if they are like claiming, if they're like approving our claim, we will be getting a hold of that account with all of their details, like the name and everything. If not, then we got to go ahead and create another account for you.
Okay, and we don't know who Elijah Smith is. That it's linked to my account, but I don't know how that all happened.
Yeah, so but we like I thought this was actually your account already created. So when I did remember you mentioned once that there was an existing account created under your name. So I also mentioned that part to my team. So they have already like requested a part to Instagram that someone else is using our business name and with all of our details, with website and everything name, like with the website name and everything. So we just checked. We'll be hearing back probably by tomorrow or by Monday. As soon as we get a reply from them, if it's a positive response, then we might get the hold of that information, let's say the username and everything. So we'll be able to use that on Instagram. If not, then we got to create another account. So the username that they're using right now is twist.kids. So we might change the username a little bit. Let's say twist_kids or twist-kids, the way we have our domain, twist-kids.
Yeah. But like if you that deck that I sent you, like it has the changes I wanted to make to it, and one of them is to change twist.kits to twist-kits because that's exactly the way it is. That's the name of the brand.
Exactly. So once, like as I said, if we get a hold of that account, then we'll go ahead and rename the username. If not, then we do have an advantage. We do have an advantage here because the actual name of your business is like twist-kits, right? It's not twist.kits. So we do have an advantage here. If we create another account, we will be able to do that with your actual name. So that's great. If we're trying to get a hold of that account first, if you're getting a hold of that one, that'll be great because then there won't be any fake account out there using your name or your business name, and we will be good to go. If not, in case, worst case scenario, then we'll create another account for you. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay. So so that's Instagram. So you're going to do some research on that. And then Facebook, there's a twist-kit there, right?
Yes. So that is what we created. Now, I do have all the credentials with me. As soon as we're done with the call, I'm going to send you that file. So in the file, you'll see there's there are credentials for your Pinterest, for your Gmail account that's used to log in to your YouTube account, and for the Facebook and Gmail. So 1, 2, 3, 4 social media platforms. I'm going to send you the credentials right after this call. And for Instagram, you got to wait for a couple of days more.
Okay. And then, so I take them, and then is it up to for me to set them up with, like, all the images and everything else? Or is that pretty easy?
Yeah. Like, posting on social media platforms, that's pretty, like, easy on the –
and I'll give you a specific example. Like on Facebook, again, in that file that I sent you, it shows I looked at my competitor and the way that they have it laid out, you know, and then I kind of like put the copy and everything else I wanted to put in there, and even like the image numbers and everything else. Like, can your team do that, or do I need to do that?
Sorry, Dan, you were like cutting off. I could barely hear you. Could you please?
Okay, I'll say it again.
Sure.
I'll say it again. So the file that I sent you that has the directions for social media, in there, I find how I wanted the Facebook account to look. Is that what you're going to do, or are you just going to give me
so
the password, and then I have to do that?
we're going to give you the password, so you will be doing the posting and everything. And so once you have all the credentials, could you please, like, you see on the website, the video is not, like, real clear. It's, like, pixelated. So what we discussed last time was if you could upload that video on your YouTube channel and give us a link to your YouTube, it'll be pretty easy for us to put the video there, and that video won't pixelate as well, so people will be able to see that video in high resolution instead of them seeing the video in low resolution, or they gotta wait for the website to pull up, since if we upload the actual, like, actual video there on the website, because that's pretty huge video. If you look at if you see its size, it's pretty big.
Okay, and when they click on it, it won't take them out of my website and into YouTube, right? Because then I'll lose them, you know.
That is correct. That is correct. They won't be moving on to they won't be redirected to YouTube.com. They'll stay on your website. They'll integrate, like, they'll do some sort of, like, iframe something, so that keeps them on your website, and they'll be able to see the video as well. So there'll be a small pop-up in between that'll play the video, but people will stay on your website.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well. Result, and then I'll go in and explore, like, posting all my pictures and getting it all set up, and then we'll figure out what happens with Instagram, and then the
Perfect.
Instagram is then going to get linked, the feed is going to get linked on the website, right?
That is correct. So once we have the Instagram, we'll just need the username and password for a couple of minutes, and we'll integrate it to the website. So as soon as you post a new Instagram post, that'll be reflected on your actual website as well, at the very bottom.
Okay, and then how is it going with the website itself? Were you able to make all the last round of changes?
Yeah, so we are only waiting for the Instagram part, and there was one more thing that they mentioned. I need to ask you that one as well. Just give me one moment, let me pull it up. So we have gone through all of the changes. There was only one part that I got to discuss is... Yeah, so that was actually the same part that we discussed earlier about the video and the Instagram. Apart from these two points, every single change that you requested is done and updated. So whenever you get a chance, kindly review the website and let me know. Right now, please review the website on a laptop or on a computer, because the website is not responsive yet. So once the website goes live, at that time we'll make the website responsive. So you'll be able to see it on mobile phone and everything. But right now, for now, kindly review it on a computer or on a laptop screen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just see. I'm just looking at it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, like, for example, I'm looking at, like, Billy Bendy, like, on the website, but... There's three images. Oh, I see. The one that is selected.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the way it looks. Like, the third one, the one that I asked you to post, is really, really small compared to the other ones. I'll go through and do like I usually do and just send you comments, okay?
Sure, that would be great. So
we're getting closer, Joe. We're getting closer.
Yeah, we are. I guess there's not much left on this website, and we're just waiting. Once we are done with all the changes and this website goes live, we'll start our work on the SEO part as well. So just waiting for those final touches to be done. And, like... So by Monday or Tuesday, if we do not hear back from Instagram, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and create another account for you. We'll leave that account for now. We'll start working on the new one. We'll give you the credentials of that account in case, in best case scenario, if you get a hold of that account, we'll go ahead and delete that account. So on Instagram, only one of the account remains. That's going to be your actual account, not someone else using a fake account under your name.
Okay.
Right.
One thing to just look at really quick is the gallery on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any of the pictures that I had given you to put on there.
Yeah, so you sent me a few pictures. Now, I sent those pictures to the team, and they had this question as well. So usually you do mention which picture should go where on which part of the website, right? Like on the actual document. So I want to confirm, do you want us to go ahead and upload those pictures in the gallery, like all of them? Because usually you do mention what picture number goes at what part of the website. So it's like pretty straightforward. But this time, you didn't mention about those pictures, where to put them. So I was a little bit confused. That's the reason we have not posted those pictures on the gallery part yet.
Okay.
But they'll be updated
once
we have your go ahead. Yeah, it'll take like a few minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it says gallery, and then
uh-huh.
there's a purple bar, and it said view Twisters limitless creativity.
Creativity, exactly.
And then underneath that should be the images. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know what you would recommend. Like, is it better to have like 5 images going across or 3 images? But the idea is that people can just scroll and see all the different kits people have posted.
Mm-hmm.
So I
do have an example gallery here. Let me show you. Just give me one moment. Let me see if that website. Let me pull up that website. All right. So are you in front of a computer right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. So could you please go to a website? That's Grafika Cake Studio. GRAFIKA. Grafika Cake Studio .com.
GRAFIKA. Okay.
GrafikaCakeStudio.com.
GRAFIKA.com.
Yes, Grafika Cake Studio. CAKE Cake Studio .com. GrafikaCakeStudio.com. Are you on the website?
Yeah, no, I can't find it. You're going to have to spell it for me again. I know what I have to do. Maybe I have to go to the URL instead of searching in Google.
Yeah, you got to, like, type in the URL. Let me spell it out for you.
www.grafikacakestudio.com.
GrafikaCakeStudio.com.
Got it.
Are you on the website?
Yep.
Could you please go to the gallery page? At the very top, you see different options,
mm-hmm.
home, shop. Please go to the gallery page. Once you're there, let me know.
Yep. I'm here.
All right. So now you see when you scroll down, it has different categories here. Now, since we do not have different categories on your website, we won't have this small bar which says wedding cakes, kit cakes, unicorn cakes. So this is one of the galleries. Now, once you click on any of those pictures, it actually gives you an option to go right and go left as well.
Yes, I think that's fine. 4 pictures, and then you click on it, and it says go left or go right. Yep,
exactly.
That's fine.
And
then my only
mm-hmm.
question is
mm-hmm.
You see how I put the name, like the first name and the state, you know, or I put like banana for scale is one.
Exactly.
Can we make it so the copy is underneath the picture?
Yeah, absolutely. So I could show you another example, but it's still not live yet. It's on a demo link. Let me send you that link. I'm going to email you a link right now. Just give me one moment. I just sent you a link. Kindly go to that link and let me know once you're there.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it to come through. I landed my first wholesaler today. So
oh,
that's good.
Great. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. It's a company called Uncommon Goods, and they sell
uh-huh.
like different types of products online. So that has a lot of like art products on it.
And your product is one of Uncommon Goods.
Yeah, it'll be. Yep. Yeah, they're going to be my wholesaler, so they'll sell it, and they're okay with me having my own website too. So.
Great. Did you get my email?
Not yet.
Could you please refresh your inbox once again? Because I sent you like a couple of minutes ago.
Got it. Okay.
Are you on the website?
Yep.
All right. Once you're on the website, kindly go to benefits page. Now, this is one of the websites that we're creating right now. It's in the development process, so that's the reason it's on the demo link. Now, once you're on the benefits page, kindly scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice there is a section which says fun facts about the Jujubee. Now, on that part, that is one of the galleries as well. But once you mouse over any of the picture, you'll notice each picture has some sort of description underneath it. So when you click on it, you'll be able to see the text without even clicking on the picture. Or if you click on it, the text will appear as well. So you have this option as also. Are you there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You see now each picture has a small, like some sort of description underneath it. Now we can do this similar thing on the actual, on the gallery that we have on Grafika Cake Studio, but I think since those pictures are smaller in size and preview, so the text might overlap them or the text might take a lot of space as compared to this gallery. Now since this gallery shows bigger size and pictures without and the preview part. So even if they show, even if some text appears on top of the picture, it doesn't take a lot of space and people are still able to see the pictures. So you do have this option.
Yeah, I think what I'm looking for is like, I like the way these pictures are bigger. You see how
mm-hmm.
there's no spaces in between them. So I like that. And then, I would just say, like, have the picture and then a little bar with the copy underneath it.
Okay.
And it's just what the file name is. You know, like, I have one that's called Banana for Scale, and that's what it would say, Banana for Scale.
All right. So some small sort of indication to let people know that and the name of the actual picture, right?
Yep.
All right.
And then I have people's first name and then their state. And I figure that that's enough. People don't want their last names. But then as it grows, I can start to show all the different people around the country and maybe even the world who have made a twist kit.
Okay. All right. Now, talking about the gallery part, the only thing that I want to confirm is, now, if you go back to Grafika Cake Studios gallery and you scroll down, you'll see every single picture is displayed right there and there, like on the front. So now you do have an option to either go this way or for now, for example, if you have you can upload limitless pictures on this page, right? So if you want, we can go ahead and put every single picture right there and right there on the front page so people got to scroll down to see each and every picture. Or what you can do is you can display 20 pictures for now, and right underneath those 20 pictures, we can add a button which says load more pictures. So when they click on load more pictures, another 20 pictures come up. So what do you think is better for you?
I would say just have all the pictures there and then the people just scroll down to see them.
Okay. So without having that button, right? So they can scroll down.
Yeah. Now you tell me, does that slow people's computer down because it's always trying to load all those pictures? You know, maybe, you know, talk me out of it. Maybe it should be 20 pictures. And now that I think about it, Because otherwise, like if somebody's doing it with their phone and everything's trying to load at once, you know.
Some people do like every single picture to be displayed right there and there, because if you go to specialty cakes tab, you'll notice in that tab they have a lot of pictures there, and they have not like put a button there for load more products. And when you go there and you gotta scroll down at the very bottom of the page, you'll notice there are like more than I guess 40, like more than I guess 50 or 60 pictures.
Yeah, let's go with that way. That's the way I think I want it.
All right. Okay, so I'll get all of those pictures updated. And actually, that's pretty much it that I want to discuss today. And I'll be waiting for next round of changes from your end. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, so we're pretty close, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what I have to do is I have to take all the copy, and I want to give it to somebody who's like an editor, because I'm just writing all this myself, and I'm not like a really good writer. So, is there a way for me to get what's the easiest way for me to give all the copy to somebody to review? Is there a trick I hadn't thought of, or should I just print each page? Like, how can I make it easy to have somebody review all the words that are on the website?
Are you talking about all the instructions and everything?
Yes. Yeah. Even like the copy, like for example, our purpose. I guess I could just copy that.
Yeah, so we do have multiple options for this thing. Now, either we can have a different page on the website, or if you want to limit this thing, if you want to limit this thing to only for those who buy your product, who buy one of your kits, so what we can do is as soon as someone places the order, they receive an email confirmation, right? So we can actually do some changes in that email, add a link to a PDF file, which they will be able to open, and they'll have all the instructions and everything that they are able to see. Now, that goes only for people who are able, like, who are purchasing a product from your website. When they receive an email confirmation in that same email, they'll notice there's a PDF file attached as well. Like, not the actual PDF file, but the link to a PDF file or PDF document that they'll be able to open and read every single instruction or everything that you have mentioned there. Or you can add another page to the website or any other section to the website where you can have this part.
How would I do that? Because right now I'm thinking I would just do screenshots, and then if there's a lot of verbiage, maybe make cut and paste it.
Mm-hmm. So could you please let me know, like, what is that exactly? Is that some sort of instruction to the kit, or some sort of like what that verbiage is exactly?
It's everything that's already on the website. But what I want to do is I want to give it to somebody to edit it, to make sure that it's all spelled correctly and everything else.
Oh, like you want someone to proofread it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right. All right, so...
Maybe I'm overthinking it, Joe. Maybe I just need to cut and paste everything into a document and send it to them that way.
Okay.
I think that would be the easiest way.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty easy, yeah. All right, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'm good. Good, Joe. So I'll send you comments, but, like, usually what happens is I send you comments and then, like, it's like a week, 2 weeks before all the changes are made. Since we're getting closer to my launch date, can we try to get the next round of changes quicker?
Absolutely. I've already asked the team to expedite the work on this project. It's been too long, so you don't have to worry on that part. As soon as you send me the changes, I'll try to get those things updated within 24 hours. Sorry, within 48 hours, not 24. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I'll try to get you changes tomorrow morning then, okay?
Then it's perfect. So hopefully tomorrow's Friday. You'll be sending me changes on Friday. So hopefully by Tuesday morning, you'll be able to see all the changes done. All right?
Oh, okay. All right, Joe. Thank you very much. I appreciate your hard work. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Dan. So, and actually, there's one more thing I want to add. Our CTO is actually on the round. He wanted to talk to you in this project regards and everything. So, should I go ahead and transfer your call to him? He wanted to like speak to you, just for feedback and everything.
Is this Shane?
No.
Is this Shane?
No, it's not Shane. Shane is my manager. This is our CTO. His name is Chase.
Okay, sure. I'll talk to him.
Perfect. Just give me one moment. Let me transfer your call.